Happy Friday. Happy Friday. It is the last Friday of the year 2022. It is official. We only have 2 days left of this year. All right. Actually, we only have today and tomorrow of this year, because Sunday is January 1st, 2023. And I am so happy to be giving you our last episode for 2022. It's no other than our Friday prayer wave. This is the 47th one. And I feel like this is the way that God intended it to be. God intended us to start the new year by praying at the end of this year. God intended for the Remix Movement podcast to believe in the fact that what we have been saying is true. We have constantly been saying that we believe what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, that where two or three are gathered together as my followers, I am there among them. And because of this, we want to go ahead and we want to close out this year with prayer. We want you to take this time, wherever you may be on this final Friday, to be able to pray to God and to be excited for what he has for you for 2023. And we want to be able to just give thankfulness to him and to be grateful and to shout and to be able to say, God, you are in control. You know what has happened in 2022 and you know what's about to happen in 2023, and we are here for it. All right. So I hope this excitement transcends through the airwaves so that you can get this, because I mean, we always start up the new seasons of this podcast episodes with prayer. We always started up with that. So I'm just not surprised that our last episode for 2022 is prayer. I'm not surprised. God is calculated. God is right. And God knows what's best. All right. So let's go on in and let me adjust this to put in our music for background purposes. God, we thank you. God, we thank you so much for today, for this last Friday of 2022, God. We thank you so much for all of the things that you have done in these last 365 days of the year. And God, we thank you because some of them have been amazing. Some of them have blessed our lives. Some of them have literally increased our finances, increased our job opportunities, increased our friendships, our relationships. And God, I thank you so much because we have also been able to endure hardships. Yes, I'm saying that we have been grateful for those hardships. It sounds crazy, but God, I believe that with every test, God, there has been a testimony. With every challenge, there has been a faith upgrade. God, with everything that we have gone through and whatever situations that have been our lows for 2022, you have equipped us, prepared us, and allowed us to bear them, God. God, there are some things we are still waiting for, and that's okay. Because we are just trusting and believing in who you are. God, you are almighty. You are our Jehovah Jireh. You're our healer, our protector, our provider, God. God, we thank you so much because we have made it through 2022. There have been amazing, beautiful babies that have been born in the year of 2022. There have been amazing, beautiful people that have been given the keys to the kingdom. They have said, God, I want you in my life for the first time in the year 2022, God. There have been people that their eyes have been opened to the beautiful mysteries of who you are in the year 2022, God. God, we are just so fortunate and blessed, God, to have received mercy and grace in the year 2022, Lord. We are so fortunate and blessed to be able to have seen the glory of God in our lives, Lord, in different services where we have felt the power of God, in different concerts where you have been just praised, Lord God, in different conferences, marriage conferences, financial peace conferences. God, there have been so many wonderful events that we have gone through and so many tools that we have been used. God, so many different podcast platforms have been birthed in the year 2022. So many beautiful things have been provided in our hands in the year 2022, God. God, we thank you so very much for the families that have been multiplied in the year 2022. And we thank you so much because you are continuously constructing new things, continuously building new things, continuously being the author and finisher of people's lives, God. God, we thank you so much for the year 2023. God, we thank you because this year coming up, Lord, you are going to be doing crazy and beautiful, miraculous things, Lord, in the year 2023. God, we thank you because you're going to be setting people up for victories in the year 2023. God, we thank you so much because there are going to be so many new podcast listeners for the Remix Movement podcast in the year 2023. There are going to be people that are listening, God, that they're going to be so motivated by the word of God, by the spirit, and by your presence, Lord, that they're not going to want to stop sharing what you're doing. They're not going to want to stop sharing what God is doing through the Remix Movement YouTube channel, through the Remix Movement podcast, and through the posts that are going to be shared, God, through the Remix Movement. Thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity, God, to close the door of 2022, but to open up the doors to new opportunities for 2023, Lord. God, I thank you so much for my family and my friends, for my husband. My husband is my supporter. He's my lover. He's my help. And God, I thank you because he is the head of our household, Lord. I thank you so much because when the Remix Movement podcast started in 2020, he was there to help me. He was there to be there to help with the intros and to help with the outros, to use his musical talent, Lord, to be able to compose different types of music, God. I bless his life and I pray, Lord, that you reproduce in him, not just children through me, but you reproduce in him, God, great work in his career, great work in his finances, great work in his ministry, God. God, I pray, Lord, that in Lewis's life, we will see even greater things, God. I thank you so much for his parents, Lord. I bless his parents. I bless them because they are constantly praying for their kids, Lord. They are constantly giving. They are constantly patient, Lord. God, I bless them in their finances. I bless them in their careers, in their retirement. I bless them, God, in their household, Lord. I thank you so much because you are continuously giving them new victories time and time again, Lord. God, I thank you so much for Lewis's brother and sister, Lord, their younger brother and sister, Lord, whatever it is that you're doing in their lives, Lord, I pray that as of today, Lord, that you turn things around for them, that when they're trying to think of what it is that they can do, that they remember your word, that they remember how good you are, that they remember what it is that the Bible says, honor your father and mother, and more will be given to you. Your years will be continuing. Put God first, and he will align everything else in your life. God wants to be a part of their lives, and I pray, God, that you move mountains, that you remove people in their lives that are not supposed to be there, and that you bring people of God that are supposed to give them influence, Lord, that are supposed to bless them, and that are supposed to help them through their life with you, God. God, I pray right now for my parents, Lord, for Michael and Lily. I pray, God, that you continue to give them victory in their home, God. I thank you so much because you're going to supply for them the appliances they need and the structures they need and the paint they need and the wood they need, God, and that everything that they've ever wanted in their home is going to be provided, that new memories with their grandkids are going to be done there, that new victories are going to be taken there, that new business plans are going to be put in that home, in that office, God, that brand new supplies are going to be put, Lord, and that they may continue to be a blessing for the people that you have in their lives, that they may continue to give, God, in your ministry that you have called them to be, Lord. God, I pray right now for my sister. I thank you, Lord, because you are going to finally be giving her the ability to pass her test so that she can be able to get her credentials as a teacher in the state of Florida, so that she can continue to be a light in the midst of darkness at the schools that she is in, Lord. I thank you because you give her the mind of Christ. I thank you, God, because you equipped her. I thank you, God, because she is joyful, she is happy, and she is worthy. She is a woman that deserves to be loved by someone who loves you. She is a woman that deserves to be treated with kindness and who loves to spend time with her and do the things that she loves. God, I thank you for the future husband you have for her. And I thank you, God, because if he loves you, then he's going to be able to love her. I pray that the ministry that you have on her life will also transcend to her husband. And I thank you, God, for the givingness that you have given her, the generosity that you have provided in her heart, God. God, I thank you so much because because in the future, God, when the time is right, she's going to be a beautiful mother, God. I thank you so much for my womb, Lord. I thank you so much for my organs of reproduction, Lord. I pray, Lord, that in the year 2023, I can finally give the testimony that we are done with our infertility because you have placed in our arms the baby that we have prayed for, Lord. Whether it be one or whether it be two or whether it be three, God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus for other women out there, other couples out there that they are praying, God, and they are seeking you and they are praying and trusting that you are going to give them a child in the year 2023. God, right now, I pray for the person that is listening to this podcast. Right now, if you are listening to this podcast and you want to receive these blessings, I want you to go ahead and put your hand on your heart and believe in the words that I am saying to you, because these are the words that have once been said in Jeremiah chapter 29 in verses 4 through 7. It says, "This is what the Lord of heaven's army has to say. The God of Israel says to you right now, build homes and plan to stay. Plant gardens and eat the food they produce. Marry and have children. Then find spouses for them so that you may have many grandchildren. Multiply, do not dwindle away, and work for the peace and prosperity of the city where I sent you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, for its welfare will determine your welfare." God, I thank you because the Bible also says in Jeremiah 29, verses 10 and onward, it says, "You will be in Babylon, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans that are good and not for disaster. Plans to give you a future and a hope. In these days, I pray and I will listen." God, I thank you so much because you have found this person to listen to this podcast, Lord. You have found this person so that they can take this and they can say, "I need to do something different with my life right now. I need to change it around. I need more faith. I need more hope. I need more strength, God." I bless this person that is listening to this podcast, regardless of their age, their race, their gender, or their sex, regardless of their preferences. And I pray, Lord, that the blood of Jesus cover them wherever they may go, that the blood of Jesus follow them wherever they may go, that angels will surround them when they're in the car, when they're walking, when they're skating, when they're on the train, when they're on the bus. God, I thank you so much because in the new year, the person right now listening, God, is going to be blessed going in and blessed going out. The person listening right now is going to steward their money correctly and they're going to see a financial blessing, God. God, I thank you so much because the person listening right now is going to be able to boldly and bravely share the gospel of Jesus Christ, whether it's through a share button on their social media, or it's through a WhatsApp message, or it's through a verse, God, whether it's giving a phone call to somebody they haven't spoken to in a long time, or it's having a coffee with somebody that they've probably seen over and over again, but you have stirred in their heart, God, to go ahead and finally ask them to go out and to speak the word of God. I thank you so much for the audience of the Remix Movement podcast. And I thank you, God, because you are amazing. You never change, God. You know what is right for us and you have a plan. God, I bless the person listening and I bless the Remix Movement podcast. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast episode. I appreciate you. I love you. And I want you to know that 2023 is going to be amazing. If you put God first, if you trust in him and you walk in faith, if you give him your days from the very early to the very end of the night, God is going to do something on your behalf. He loves you and you are worthy and you deserve everything that he has for you. Thank you so much and God bless. Amen, amen. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Remix Movement for more updates. Be sure to check out our videos on YouTube and subscribe. Feel free to send us a DM with your feedback, questions, and any topics that you would like to hear in any of our future episodes. Thank you and God bless.